me to myself, O Lord. Lord, my heart is longing, but my heart is yearning for you. Lift your hands high. The Bible said a child left to himself bringeth shame. We cannot afford for God to leave us to ourselves.
The Holy Ghost is here, drawing you into intimacy and relationship with Him. The agenda of the enemy is being broken in your life. The pressure is leaving you right now.
Thank you, Master. Sit down quietly if you can.
Oh, Lord. not leave me to myself.
The shadows come. Don't let your heart feel lonely. Why should I feel this cold? Watch the shadows come. Why should my heart feel lonely? I long for heaven and hope. When Jesus is
my portion, my constant friend is He.
You lift your right hand and worship him, honor him. He watches over you. And I know. Elohim. Thank you, Elohimu. Elohim Kamekadesh. Thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Let's be seated.
Come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' name. Dimensions of the Spirit. Maybe. We started last Sunday to understand the various dimensions of the operation of the Holy Spirit. It is like the body of a person. One body, different systems. The respiratory system, the genitourinary system, cardiovascular system, central nervous system, musculoskeletal system. That is how it is, the body of a person. One Holy Spirit, different manifestations. Last Sunday, we saw about 10 dimensions of that manifestation. We saw him as the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Lordship, and then the Spirit of Wisdom, and then the Spirit of Understanding, the Spirit of Counsel, the Spirit of Might, the Spirit of Knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. We saw the Spirit of excellence. We saw the Spirit of faith and the Spirit of love. We are continuing today to see the Spirit of faithfulness, or what we have called a faithful spirit, scripture called. A dimension of the operation of the Holy Spirit is as a faithful spirit, or the spirit of faithfulness. We saw Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, where he said, "A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter." So there is a faithful spirit. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible said this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, that same excellent spirit worked in Daniel as a spirit of faithfulness. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. So, the Spirit of God is the spirit of faithfulness. You know, we live in a world today where reliable people, trustable people, dependable people, people who will not backstab, people who will not betray, as cast. I was talking with somebody the other day, and she was talking with her closest friend, and her closest friend was recording her discussion
and taking it to somebody. I won't go into detail. For example, you said, the way my wife is behaving, I'm trusting God for help. You are telling your friend. Your friend recorded it and gave it to your wife. We live in such a very wicked world of betrayal. If today somebody says, I want to work for you, the work this person is doing for you is not good. I just discovered that the man is cheating you. I want to work for you. Most time. That new person coming is only coming to see how to continue from where this man stopped. Most times. It's a matter of, is he the only one eating? Let me push him off and start my own eating. That's the kind of world we live in. Where we need the help of the Holy Spirit to know who is who. I read Psalm 12 verse 1 in the first service, where David was almost crying. He said, help Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. He said, Lord, I am such a victim of betrayal. Can you help me, Lord? Now look at a counterpart of that scripture in Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 6. Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 6. He said, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? If Daniel was faithful, it means faithful people exist. But to find them, you need to look hard. And the matter is not helped because, like we read in the first service in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, the end times will be characterized with truce breaking, covenant breaking. He said there will be truce breakers, trust breakers, heart breakers, traitors, people who will betray, traitors. You connect them to a business, they disconnect you. Who connected them? Am I communicating? Traitors. You are assisting them, they are resisting you. Traitors. We have such a plague, especially as we approach the end of the age. I shared something in the first service. That was the experience of Paul the Apostle, who delivered a crippled man in Acts chapter 14. And the people called him a god. And they were about to offer him worship and sacrifice. And he begged them not to do so. In Acts chapter 14. And in verse 18, he begged them. In verse 19, some people came to tell the same people who were calling Paul a god just now, almost worshiping him. And then they convinced them until the same people who were celebrating him stoned him to death. We saw that in the first service. Now there is a counterpart of that story in the Old Testament. And that was the story of David and the men of Keilah. I think that was 1 Samuel chapter 21 or so. David heard rumor that 23 verse 1, 1 Samuel 23 verse 1, David heard rumor that the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and they are fighting the people and robbing the land.
Then David inquired of the Lord and said, "Should I go and smite these Philistines so I can save Keilah?" And the Lord said to David, "Go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah." David and his men, and David's men said unto him, "Behold, we are afraid here in Judah. We are at home. We are afraid. You are telling us to go to Keilah. To go against the army of the Philistines. How can we do that?" Then David went to God again. "Lord, you say I should go. Should I go?" And the Lord said, "Arise, go down to Keilah. I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David and his men went to Keilah and fought the Philistines and brought away the cattle that they stole from these people, smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Are you following? And it came to pass, when Abiathar, the son of David, Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. And it was told Saul that David is in Keilah. And Saul said, "God has delivered him into my hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that has gates and bars." And Saul called on all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah, to besiege David. Are you following the story? Let's go. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring hither the ephod. Let me find out something from God." Then said David, "O Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard that Saul is seeking to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah that I just delivered from the hands of the Philistine, will they deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as the servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beg you, tell me." And the Lord says, "Saul will come. He is coming truly." Then David said, "The man I just risked my life to come and deliver, even though my men didn't want to come, but I came, will those people hand me over to Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will hand you over." You don't understand what I'm saying. These were the people I just came to rescue. They were about to wipe them out. They were robbing them, maybe raping them, destroying them. I put my life in my hand to come and rescue them. I have rescued them. My enemy is looking for me. Will these same people hand me over to the man? God said they will. So what did David do? On your marks, get set. That was the thank you for David. That was thank you for coming to save us. That was his thank you. Thank you for coming to save us. That was his thank you. That was his thank you. That is the nature of man. That is why, you can see a correct person behaving correct today. All of a sudden he betrays. All of a sudden he deceives. All of a sudden, "I knew this person now. We slept together, we drank together, we ate together. What happened?" It is the nature of man. The nature of man to be unreliable. I said to somebody some time ago, expecting perfection from humanity is signature for frustration. Take your seat. Signature for frustration. That is, you are expecting that this person you are helping, well, is signature for frustration. Except the man is helped by God. That is why we are dealing with this point now. I gave 3 counsels in the first service, and I'll give that right now before we go ahead. 1, determine to be faithful as a person. Be a faithful person. Make up your mind. That is why we are making demands on the help of the Holy Spirit. A faithful brother, a faithful friend, a faithful sister, a faithful loved one, be faithful. Psalm 101, verse 6.
shows us the reward in faithfulness. We saw Proverbs 28 verse 20 earlier on. But Psalm 101 verse 6. He said, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. God said, my eyes are upon faithful, reliable, dependable people, trustworthy people. People that will not betray, that will not backstab. My eyes are upon them. Determined to be a faithful person yourself. So that if they say we live in a generation of unreliable people, and God is looking and he found a Daniel in his generation, he can find you in your generation. Be a faithful person. Number two, don't be overly shocked at the unfaithfulness and betrayal of humanity. We gave that counsel in the second service because that is the first service. That is the nature of man. You have a lot of disappointments if you are permanently shocked. Am I communicating? I came to a point in my life where people don't take me by surprise or shock me. I just look and I said, look, this is human nature. Am I communicating? Thirdly, be careful with your association, because association affects consistency. Association affects faithfulness. It affects consistency. It affects faithfulness. It was when some people came from Antioch to talk to the people who were thinking that Paul was a god. It was when those people came. But the people change their minds. We live in a generation today where there are so many people, so many things flying on online, so many people, so many things everywhere, trying to convince and confuse and distract and dissuade. You must make up your mind and be careful who speaks into your heart, because it can affect your heart, it can affect your faithfulness. Am I communicating? Somebody hates somebody and he wants you to hate the person with him. Hello? He wants to recruit you into the hatred. Transfer of hatred. Somebody claims he has a problem with the church and he also wants you to have the same problem with the church. Somebody claims he has a problem with a particular thing and he wants you to... We only jammed in this world. We came alone, we go alone. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And the reason for junction is so that there can be separation. Are you following what I'm saying here today? I mean, if your name is up and you're not going to follow route on your mask, get said, go your way. Please take your seat. This is very important. What does the Holy Spirit do regarding faithfulness? He gives the empowerment of the quality of consistency. Consistency without external supervision. I made the first point in the first service, this is the second point. Consistency without external supervision. He gives unto you an empowerment or an impartation of consistency. In the first service we said, he gives you the empowerment of the quality of reliability. Now we are saying, he gives you the quality of consistency without external supervision. He helps you to do the right thing like Daniel. We saw that in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Nobody is supervising you, yet you are doing the right thing. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'll speak a word of prayer over the people of Manchester, if you are over there. And I prophesy in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Fresh grace, fresh help, fresh mercy be released upon you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that service blessed in Jesus' name. So it's a faithful spirit, or the spirit of faithfulness. That was point number 11. Number 12 is the spirit of meekness. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of meekness. Is the humble spirit or the contrite spirit. Is the spirit of meekness. Is the spirit of meekness. Is the humble spirit or the spirit of meekness. In Proverbs chapter 29 verse 23. Proverbs 29 and in verse 23. The Bible said, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So there is something called being humble in spirit. Honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Psalm 51 also, and in verse 17. Psalm 51 verse 17, the Bible said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. That was Psalm 51 and in verse 17. A broken and a contrite spirit, thou will not despise. That is an assignment of the Holy Ghost. A broken and a contrite heart, thou will not despise. We read Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 earlier on. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. So there is the spirit of meekness. We also saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 21 refers to the spirit of meekness. 1 Corinthians, what will he? Shall I come with unto you with a rod or in love? And in the spirit of meekness. So there is the spirit of meekness, the spirit of humility, which is the spirit of God. And like you know, brethren, one of the greatest plagues of our generation is the plague of pride, is the plague of arrogance, is the plague of ostentation. We need the spirit of humility. We need it. I remember a guy who was greatly used of God. And suddenly, pride entered him. He was under a spiritual father, a pastor. He was like an evangelist, but he was under a pastor. And I told you the story before. When they say, oh, brother, I think Brother Sam was the name or so, coming to church today, he said, come to church to come and do what? To come and sit under who? The person I'm coming to sit under, does he cast out devils? Does he pray and the blind eyes open? Can he pray for the deaf ear to open? Pride entered him. That same brother ran mad. Later on, I think became blind in addition. The power of God departed from him because of pride. Because pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Nebuchadnezzar crushed by pride. Lucifer crushed by pride. The spirit of God is a humble spirit. I said earlier on, you cannot be full of the spirit and be full of pride at the same time. That was Proverbs 16:18. You can't be full of the spirit and be full of pride at the same time. You can't be full of the spirit and be full of pride at the same time. What does the Holy Spirit do for us in as the spirit of meekness? That is the impartation of the ability to permanently remain small in your own eyes. It gives you that capacity to permanently remain small in your own eyes. The Holy Spirit gives you the ability to permanently remember the source of all things. You remember the source of all things. The source. Let me say it another way. The Holy Spirit gives you the ability to permanently remember where God brought you from. Where he brought you from. You are not in doubt. That is when he functions as the spirit of meekness. Number 13 is the spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness. In Romans chapter 1 verse 4 we read how that Jesus was raised up, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness. And of course we earlier on said that the spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. He is holy first and then spirit next. In Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 and 12, Matthew chapter 3 said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. What is the ministry of the Holy Ghost as the spirit of holiness? It is the purging of character and lifestyle by the fire of the Spirit. The purging of character and negative lifestyle by the fire of the Spirit. In Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 and 12, we already read that. He purges, he refines, he purges the purging of character and negative lifestyle by the fire of the Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit empowers the human spirit for victory over evil. The Holy Spirit empowers the human spirit for victory over evil. You are not ultimately defeated. Victory over evil. That was the spirit of holiness. And then, 17, he functions as the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace. In Zechariah chapter 12 and in verse 10, he talked about the Holy Spirit. He said, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace. Luke chapter 2 verse 40, when Jesus was filled with the Spirit, the Bible said the grace of God was upon him. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The spirit of God is the spirit of grace. And if he is the spirit of grace, it means he is the spirit of ease. Because grace makes ease. It makes life, ministry, destiny easy. We already dealt with that previously. But now, what are we talking about? How does it function as the spirit of grace? It is by the release of diverse and multiplied spiritual abilities. The release and manifestation of diverse and multiplied spiritual abilities. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7 showed us that everyone of us is giving grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. If the Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace, then he is the spirit that helps us to manifest diverse and multiplied spiritual abilities. I didn't grow up preaching. I was crowd shy in high school, very, very crowd shy. I didn't grow up writing a song or receiving a song, not to talk of singing a song. Many things came by the ability of the spirit of grace. Paul the apostle said, I am what I am by grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. So the spirit of grace is behind the making of men of grace, people of grace. Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. And I see grace coming for somebody here today. I see multiplied grace coming for someone here today. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Finally, for today, number 15 is the spirit of supplication. We read that already. Zechariah 12:10. And he will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. That is the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplications. So the spirit of God is the spirit of supplication. He is the spirit of intercession. He is the spirit of prayer. Fellowshipping with the spirit of God, working with the spirit is the doorway to a very buoyant, vibrant prayer life. If you are not happy with the level of your prayer life or where you are today, what you need is a higher activity of the Holy Spirit in your life. In the first service, we saw that the Holy Spirit fuels perpetual passion for prayer. Perpetual passion. Just fuels it. I'm praying always with all prayer and supplication. In the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. It fuels perpetual passion. That is, there is a need, a hunger, a passion to pray and pray and pray and pray. Like Paul the apostle said. But here we are also going to see that the Holy Spirit releases guidance and call it prayer guidance and direction. Prayer guidance and direction. How you see the spirit of prayer? He helps us not to pray aimlessly. Prayer, guidance, and direction. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans 8:26. He said, likewise the spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he which knoweth, he that searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. That is, when you are in that realm like that, you are praying about things that you know nothing about. But beyond that, the Holy Ghost quickens burdens in your heart. There is a need to pray more for the nation, or pray more for your daughter or your son or your wife or husband. Or there is a need to pray more for this or that. He brings prayer guidance, prayer directions, because he is the spirit of supplication. Somebody say amen. Let me counsel as we round off. First of all, don't let your prayer life end with speaking in tongues. Rather, there's so much the Holy Ghost has to offer. Refuse to be satisfied with just speaking with tongues. Determine to go all the way with God. Determine to go all the way with God. Like we used to sing. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. Jesus went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. Jesus went for me.
made a way to Calvary, Jesus went. For me, he went. For me, oh, he went. For me, made a way to Calvary, he went. For me, he died to save me.
Go all the way. Secondly, make demands on specific areas or dimensions of life where you need his ministry. If your prayer life, for example, is struggling, oh spirit of supplication, come afresh on me. I can't struggle to pray like this. If there are specific graces you are trusting God for, oh spirit of grace, help me in this dimension of grace. Trusting God for excellence in ministry. Spirit of the living God, I need excellence. I am struggling to be committed to God, to be faithful to God. Oh, faithful Spirit, come upon me. Come upon me. Baptize me. Fill me up. You are the spirit of holiness. I cannot struggle with masturbation. I can't struggle with pornography. You are the spirit of holiness. Purge my life, Holy Spirit. Cleanse my heart. Change me. Do something in my life. Any area of your life where there is a struggle. Oh, spirit of meekness. I sense too much arrogance in my life. Please help me to remember where you brought me from. Any area of your life where you need his help, make demands. Lift up your right hand.
Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Lift up your voice and sing. Breathe on me. Oh Lord, breathe on me. Oh Lord, I have made up to serve you, Lord, to serve you. Oh
Lord, breathe on me. Oh Lord, breathe on me.
Lift your voice and breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me,
oh Lord,
oh Lord.
Breathe on me,
oh Lord.
Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me.
I have made up my mind.
I have made up my mind
to serve you for life.
To serve.
lift up your hands everywhere you are and just open your mouth and just begin to thank God for what you received today. Thank Him for His word to you. Thank Him for His word to you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege of hearing your word, the privilege of receiving your word. Thank Him for His word. Thank Him for His word. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and say after me, Holy Spirit, I welcome you today. Take your place in my life as the Spirit of the Lord. Take your place in my life as the faithful Spirit. Take your place in my life.
In my life.
As the spirit of meekness,
as the spirit of meekness,
humility,
humility,
take
your place
in
my life,
as the spirit of holiness,
as the spirit of holiness,
take
your place
in my life,
in my life.
As the spirit of grace,
as the spirit of grace,
take your place
in my life.
As the spirit of supplication,
as the spirit of supplication,
take
your place,
have your way,
have your
spirit of the living God,
the living
in my life,
in my
now, open your mouth and pray. I want you to take your place upon me in fresh fire. But before we do that, I'm aware that there are people here. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You need today to mark a new day for you. Will you pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front here? You are bound by an addiction, bound by a lifestyle. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of holiness. He will grant you the grace to say no and the ability to live right and upright. Quickly pick your Bibles. Quickly pick your bags. And be the first person to come forward here. I'll give you the count of seven. Or you backslid and you want to return back to God. Quickly come forward. One.
To serve you for life.
Two.
Three.
I
say after me, Lord Jesus. Pray out loud and say after me, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to ask for mercy. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I now pray for you. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it down in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all lift up our hands everywhere and say after me, say, Holy Spirit, I receive fresh fire, fresh grace,
fresh grace,
fresh oil,
fresh oil,
fresh help,
fresh help,
fresh mercy.
I receive
today
fresh grace,
fresh fire,
fresh oil,
fresh mercy.
Come upon me, Holy Spirit,
have your way
in my life
today.
Fresh fire,
fresh oil,
fresh grace.
I receive
now.
Lift your hands high. Those of you who are in the front here, you are going to, most of you will speak in tongues today, maybe for the first time. As you open your mouth, as you pray, and as we pray, something will come upon you. The power of God will come upon you, and your tongue will be loose, and you'll pray the Holy Ghost like never before. Lift your hands. Father, let the fire fall at the count of seven. I ask for the release of fire, the release of power, the release of grace. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive the second touch from the Lord. This second touch will roast off every affliction. Anything my Father in heaven has not planted, affliction in the ear, affliction in the eye, affliction in the chest, affliction in the lungs. That man was 90% gone, 90% shut down of the lungs. God brought him back to life. Help the man there. Help that woman there. Mashatala. Leparana gazena galayata kayala. Lift up your hands now. This second, every familiar spirit, spirit husband is living, spirit wife, spirit of barrenness, masquerade demons, every unclean serpentine spirit, every unclean serpentine demon is living right now. Anything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, help that lady there, is living right now. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is living right now. Lift up your hands, and at the count of seven, you place the hand back on your head and scream the fire and blast in tongues. And anything that is in your body that my Father in heaven has not planted is uprooted in the name of Jesus. Receive the fire in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Hey!
Thank you, Master. I declare a new day, a new season. Healings, deliverances, miracles, wonders, signs. I call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, you shall testify. Stretch your two hands in front of you, and I prophesy upon those hands, from the north, the south, the east, the west, what is yours shall look for you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Most holy God, King of the whole earth, your reign is forever. Thou God of the heavens, most holy God.
The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. If you have filled those forms, please make it available. And if you have not and you are interested in, let them give you what God will lay in your heart to do monthly, weekly, quarterly, and you will never be stranded in Jesus' name. Father, bless the seed sown, multiply harvest to every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg in Jesus' precious name. Pass it on.
Yeah.
seat everywhere you are. Two very, very important things, and then we are done. The 2020 International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference is holding this Wednesday all the way through the weekend. Can you show us the clip very, very fast? Looks like the ICT wants us to see just the picture. That is prescription after the patient has been discharged. From where you are, with what you have, with what you can.
International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2020. Theme: Secrets of Perpetual Impact.
The Father, I receive the grace to make a mark on my generation. I receive that grace now.
Wednesday, 26th to Sunday, 30th August 2020. Time: Wednesday evening 5 p.m. Thursday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. Friday morning 9 a.m. and evening 5 p.m. And on Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's your year of supernatural shift. Be blessed.
God bless you. It's going to impact the whole world. And we trust God for very, very massive impact on this ground. Wednesday evening, the midweek service. And then, of course, the normal evening prayer for the nations turns into the conference and into the meeting sessions. And then the morning segment. It's going to be very impactful. And your life will never remain the same. Anywhere you are watching, know that the Ministers Conference is holding. And just the way we did the May Convention, but this will be different because this will be live, physical. And we trust God for very, very impactful time in God's presence. The Lord bless you as you are available in Jesus' name. Now the Bible said, the Lord gave the word. Great is the company who published it. We are publishing the word of God through the preaching of the word, through musicals and worship and so on. Also through films and movies. We have one or two before, but see the clip of one that is about to come out. Why we pray.
Work has been busy for me and my husband.
This is a film produced
That's
by your church.
Been in church for 3 weeks now.
That push people to pray. The meaning of that is, if there is no need, there is no prayer. Anybody excited at all? By any means, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the seas. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. And lift up your hands. If you are in that realm and you just saw something like this, oh, is there something like this going on? I'm not aware. You can meet our ministers, Victor, Minister Ada also, and let them know that is your realm. You work in that, in the movie industry, and you are not aware that such a thing is going on, and you want to be available. Whichever way, let us know. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Are the Manchester people ready? Because I saw a clip coming while I was preaching. I'm sure we are through with them. All right. Lift up your hands, everyone. Anybody blessed today, say amen. With hands lifted, please, if you are here for the first time, we'd like to receive you in the front. Today is your first time in Dunamis Church. You have not been to this church before. Apart from those who came out already for the altar call, you are here today for the first time. Let's receive you and welcome you. And for the rest of us, lift your hands and receive this closing song that we normally sing. As you live here today, as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. I said, as you live here today, As you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. Adonai, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, keep you. Adonai, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. God bless you, give you peace. Go forth and return back with your testimony in Jesus' name. And whether the devil likes it or not, it's our year of 2020. It's our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift? It is drastic, it is dramatic, and it is dimensional.